Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about National Social Security Sign-Up Week. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Rita Green, Mississippi State University Extension Service Family and Financial Management State Specialist. Rita, this My Social Security Week is something that we should all be thinking about signing up during. Tell me, what is this all about?
Okay, Amy. In honor of the 79th anniversary of the Social Security Act, Carolyn Colvin, Acting Commissioner of Social Security, invites everyone to celebrate the first national My Social Security Week. From August 17th through the 23rd, Social Security will host numerous events to highlight the many benefits of a My Social Security account, a personalized online account people can establish at www.socialsecurity.gov/myaccount, beginning in their working years and continuing throughout the time they receive Social Security benefits.
And I understand this is not just for 1 week. This is a week that just highlights the fact that you can sign up for this.
That's right. You can sign up for an account beyond this week, and setting up a My Social Security account is easy. To create an account, an individual provides some personal information and answers to some questions that only they are likely to know. The next step is to create a username and password to access their online account. This process keeps personal Social Security information private. Please note that you can only create a My Social Security account using your own personal information and for your own exclusive use. You cannot create or use an account on behalf of another person, even if you have that person's written permission. You can never share the use of your account with anyone else under any circumstances. Unauthorized use of this service is a misrepresentation of your identity to the federal government and could subject you to criminal or civil penalties or both.
Why should I sign up for an account if I'm not receiving Social Security benefits yet?
There are many advantages of signing up for an account even if you are not currently receiving Social Security benefits. Number one, with a My Social Security account, people can take control of their future by accessing their online Social Security statement, which is a great financial planning tool that provides workers age 18 and over their complete earnings history and estimates for future retirement, disability, and survivor's benefits. Number two, the Social Security statement allows workers to verify the accuracy of their earnings each year. This is important since earnings are the basis for determining future retirement benefits. And finally, number three, individuals who currently receive benefits can sign up for a My Social Security account to get an instant benefit verification letter, change their address and phone number, and start or change direct deposit of their benefit payment.
Am I required to sign up for an account? Is this mandatory?
Account sign up is not mandatory. However, there may be some services that are only available through My Social Security. If you need proof of Social Security or supplemental security income benefits, you can get a benefit verification letter online instantly through a My Social Security account. However, Social Security offices will continue to provide verification letters until further notice. This is important to note because Social Security recently announced that their local Social Security offices will continue to provide benefit verification letters until further notice. Earlier, they said they will stop issuing those letters on October 1st. So they have rescinded this and they will continue to issue them until further notice. Also, beginning August 1st, Social Security will no longer issue Social Security number verification printouts in their field offices. Individuals who need proof of their Social Security number and cannot locate their card will need to apply for a replacement card, which takes 7 to 10 business days. Acting Commissioner Colvin is proud Social Security continues to provide world-class customer service that meets the changing needs of the public. She did say that for those who aren't comfortable with the internet and prefer to conduct business with them by telephone or face-to-face, they remain committed to maintaining a network of local offices to provide services.
Today we've been speaking with Rita Green, Family and Financial Management Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.